you got your shitting pants on?
Because you are about to shit your pants.
Welcome to the Big Picture. I am Mike Sargent. So, what I'm going to do to start this week out is I'm going to give you a little bit of my internet gold. And the reason why I'm going to start out with this is because it plays right into today's talking point. So, this is done on Reason TV, and it's a parody of taxes. So, it's not super great, but it's appropriate for today's program.
Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my fucking tax money. What is y'all doing with my fucking money? I want to know. I want receipts. I want everything. I want to know what y'all is doing with my fucking money. What is y'all doing with my fucking money? Uncle Sam, I want to know what the fuck doing with my fucking money.
30 grand for a table where Ben Carson loves to eat. $640 for the Louboutin toilet seat. So many whips, you think you were watching 50 Shades of Grey. Plus the 7 billion every year we send to TSA. I don't dance, no, I make Tommy's move.
Okay.
See, I don't gotta dance, I make Tommy's move. 800,000 for the homeless, not the homeless, monkey drool. Plus 80 million for a hotel, but that hotel's in Kabul. You say you won't know where it go? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, $1 billion gone, don't know where it be. It in the club? That's what happens when you give to DC spenders. As much a chance of getting payback as Evan McMullen's vendors. 40 grand for an app that shows an arrow every time. I ain't seen an app so overvalued since that time I purchased Vine. Plus billions more that we give to folks we deem are really smart. For a pyramid that tells you don't forget to eat your carbs. Grope your pants and take your money too. Grope your pants and take your money too. Tax code is the worst thing scribbled since Ben Affleck's back tattoo. Around this point I figure the song is fading out, so I did not write the words to the song. Everybody.
All right, so there is 1 minute and 39 seconds of your lives that you will never get back, but it plays right into today's program. So let's get into the main topic of conversation today, and it is taxes.
What is that?
Well, taxes are what's supposed to make services available to the people. And let's face it, a lot of services, especially here in New York State, well, they suck. They suck. You jump through hoops to get anything done. It's not good.
Well, now!
Yep, that's what it comes down to. You pay taxes, you go to DMV, you go to Social Security Administration, you try to get anything done now, and basically everything is a struggle.
I will punish all of you!
So, here's what I want to talk about first thing. Taxes. People in the United States are taxed to death. Some states, it's worse than others. New York is a very terrible, terrible state for taxes. And one of the things I want to point out is, you pay income taxes, you pay taxes on things that you buy, and when the revenue that's generated from that is not enough, our elected officials will come up with laws or new programs where you're taxed even higher. You know, fuel taxes. New York, they're talking about increasing taxes on fuel. And it's not just fuel for automobiles. It's fuel for, you know, people that use home heating oil, you know, byproducts of fuel manufacturing, you know, for example, things like propane. Diesel fuel is really ridiculous. The taxes that are placed on diesel fuel, and trucking companies, they pay highway use taxes, IFTA taxes. It's tax. But something I want to point out, and I don't know how many people are really aware of this, but in my mind, and I think a lot of other people's minds, the taxes that you're paying, it's thievery in a sense, because when the government doesn't have what they need to operate, instead of looking at their finances and budgeting things, they just pass more laws to get more money out of, you know, citizens. That is thievery.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there wouldn't be any thievery in this world, would there?
So what I want to point out is this becomes the standard and people tolerate this. And my question is, why? Why? I'm not being anti-American with anything that I'm saying here, but I'm saying that there is absolutely no oversight whatsoever on government spending. And any oversights that may be in place, they're failing to do their job. So, New York State, here's something that you need to know. New York State programs that 88% of the town and county taxes go to, and this just isn't in my local township. This is across New York State, and I'm sure that there are other states that pull the same kind of crap. So here's what I want you to be aware of. Every week when you get paid, okay, there's an income tax that's taken out by the states. But in addition to, there's other programs that you pay more for now out of your income taxes. Now, not to mention, you know, everybody's aware of this. You go to the store and you buy products. You're paying a tax on that. You go to fuel your car. You're paying a tax on that. All right? You are literally taxed to death. So, 88% of the town and county taxes in New York State go to Medicaid. Aren't you paying for part of that? Aren't you paying for part of Medicaid already in your income taxes? Apparently, it's not enough. Or perhaps money's being taken away from the Medicaid accounts and put into other areas, and you're being taxed additionally when you go to pay your taxes for your home. Okay? I mean, like I said, town and county taxes. So you have money being taken out for Medicaid. I'm calling BS on that. I'd like an explanation why our town taxes and 88% of what we pay for our county and town taxes, why are we paying Medicaid for that? You pay town taxes, those are for town services. It's not to fund New York State. Public assistance / safety net. All right, I can see some validity because if our local public assistance providers are, if the money that we're taxed by with New York State, if that money goes to local public assistance, I would support that. We are also paying for child welfare. Now, I would like to know if the money that's being taken out of your town and county taxes are actually going to child welfare. I don't believe it is. I don't believe it is. Where is the oversight on this? You are also paying for preschool special education. Now, something I want to look at is when my children were young and they were going to preschool, excuse me, I was paying for that out of pocket. There was never any public assistance for preschool special education when my kids were young. So most of these places were private entities, and you enrolled your kids in preschool. You paid for that. They have a business to run. So now all of a sudden, you know, maybe some of these businesses have failed, and now the state is running a program? Well, I don't know that. What, you know, I mean, are people in business that set up preschool special education, all right, are they being subsidized by the government here in New York State? I'd like some answers on that. I'd really like some answers on that. Early intervention. Well, the way I see it, early intervention is part of a public assistance, you know, type of program. So now there's a special bucket, per se, that 88% of your town and county taxes are going to. What is early intervention anyway? I'd like some answers there. Probation. This is all part of, you know, the law, you know, legal systems, you know, public assistance. Again, they are programs that are supposed to be managed by the state, you know, which I'm going to point out again, you pay a state tax, an income tax, you pay for fuel taxes, you pay for goods and services when you go to the store. You're paying tax on everything. Why are we funding this out of our local, town, and county taxes? Indigenous defense. What is that? What is that?
What is that?
I mean, seriously, indigenous defense.
What the fuck is that?
I have a question. I would like answers. Who's going to give me those answers? My local state senators? I don't know. I'm asking questions. I'd like to know from the New York government. I want some accountability. I would really like to know what this is all about. And this is the worst one. Pensions. 88% of your town and county taxes go to fund pensions. Does anybody fund your pension? Besides your employer, if you're lucky enough to have an employer that contributes to your pension, no. You have to do it on your own. And the big problem here is with all the money that you're forking out of your personal income in taxes, income taxes, town and county taxes, fuel taxes, why are we funding pensions for New York State workers?
But I have failed!
That's right, New York. The government of New York has failed. They don't know how to run a business. And meanwhile, we have a dickhead governor.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you!
In office that has absolutely no clue on how to run a state. Any other business that would run this way would be out of business. And we accept it. They write laws, they implement these programs, and we accept it.
They're paying for it, you eat it!
That is the definition of thievery, tyranny, and I would like to know why it's going on. Can anybody give me that answer? whether people listen to this, whether they don't, I would certainly hope that the word would get out and people would start asking these questions. There is no accountability. There is no oversight. When you talk about a federal level, look it. There is a need that is out there to fund or help people during this pandemic, which I'm going to put out there and say, is the coronavirus a threat? It sure is. There's a lot of people that died from it. Why did they die? Well, here in New York State, we had so many deaths. And if you look at the facts and figures, most people that died were in nursing homes. There's a huge number of people that died in nursing homes. You want to know why they died in nursing homes? Why the disease was transmitted all across New York State? Why so many elderly people died? It's because of ill-deuce Andrew Cuomo and his decisions during this. When your own political party calls for your resignation, that's when you know you fucked up. They want him out of office. Democrats want Andrew Cuomo out of office. And his response, I'm not resigning. Does anybody see the irony in this? Andrew Cuomo, you're a jackass.
Jackass!
It's no wonder, and I see it on a large scale. People have been driven crazy.
That guy's driving me crazy.
Right here in New York State. Stimuluses, our federal government, our president, they're passing a huge, huge stimulus with so many things included that do not even benefit the people of New York or the people of the United States. You're talking about each American is getting $1,400. That, and what amazes me is these people are praising themselves for it.
Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic.
But I'm going to tell you right now, this completely stinks.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
I'm sitting here looking at all this, and I'm sure that if you're aware of it, you're asking yourselves, what? Are you kidding me? Why? How did this happen?
What kind of stupid ass question is that?
The laughter, when you confront a politician, if you're lucky enough to even see a politician and ask them these questions, they just laugh at you. They don't work for you. Well, I think it's about time they're reminded they work for us. Huge stimuluses. This is going to affect our children. And I actually even heard a guy say to me, well, I don't have to worry about it. It's my kids that got to worry about it. That's the problem. The way things are right now, you're going to start seeing businesses leave the country again, and people are going to become unemployed and have to rely on the government. And believe me, relying on the government is not in a place you want to be. Your price is wrong here, government, Uncle Sam, or what used to be Uncle Sam.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah, it is. And when I look at the size of or the amount of common sense out there amongst people, people are satisfied with receiving a $1,400 check from the United States government, which you're going to be taxed on. Does anybody realize that? And we are funding billions of dollars to things that are completely not related to the pandemic. Common sense, it's just not out there. There's no oversight, there's no accountability. People get away, you know, government politicians are getting away with what used to be known as taxation without representation. I don't work for you. Common sense, it's just not out there. And until people start to realize this, or they're made aware of what's actually taking place, and if you're okay with that, you are part of the problem. No common sense.
I have a bigger chunks of corn in my crap.
You know, think about that for a second. You can be completely oblivious to this, and I've asked this question multiple times. Are you desensitized by everything that you've been exposed to? All this, you know, daily political stuff that you see on the news all the time. It doesn't go away. You know, when Democrats are in power, you got Fox News, you know, constantly criticizing, you know, the government. When a Republican's in power, you know, you've got CNN and all the other mainstream left media outlets. They're constantly criticizing Republicans. It is so dysfunctional. And this stuff just gets shoved down people's throat.
I'm not kidding. I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
What's going on is pure BS. It's been BS for a long time. And we're putting up with it. What is the matter with people today?
Holy Jesus.
I'm telling you, whether you realize it or not, brother, no matter what side of the spectrum you exist on, you need to realize we are in trouble. We are in big, big trouble. Until next week, I hope you open your eyes and start to realize what's going on. Because this isn't good. This isn't good. All right. I'm getting out. I can't take any more.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time.